In November, Michigan voters will decide if they want to legalize recreational marijuana. Supporters say the industry that develops should be an economic boost for rural Michigan. But legalization has been a mixed bag for rural parts of Colorado. 2 acres of marijuana plants are growing in this pristine greenhouse sitting on a lonely prairie in southern Colorado.
So here's our flower bays. This bay's finishing out. It's ripening out right now. So
Sam Toman is the chief of business development for Strawberry Fields. He also oversees the company's cultivation facilities.
Yes, we're doing really well. We're in a rough market right now, but that'll change.
Strawberry Fields is just one of dozens of cannabis businesses that have taken root in Pueblo County in recent years. One local official likes to call the county the Napa Valley of Colorado's pot industry. The growth in this largely rural community has been so robust that local officials have imposed a moratorium on new licenses.
Good afternoon, Greater Pueblo Chamber of Commerce. How may I help you?
On a hot August day, CEO Ron Slyhoff is sitting in his office at the Greater Pueblo Chamber of Commerce. Slyhoff says cannabis businesses are becoming a part of the local community. He says a half dozen have even become members of the Chamber of Commerce. But despite rising business investment and jobs, Slyhoff says there are problems. For example, he says people failing drug tests is becoming a bigger and bigger problem for local employers.
Not that it was easy before the legalization, but it seems like it's more prevalent now that they can't pass the test.
There are many people in Pueblo County who are not thrilled with the cannabis industry. Paula McFeeters lives in Pueblo with her young children. She says the growing cannabis industry is changing her community, and not for the better.
I never had an alarm system on my home. I have one now.
Since legalization, the county has seen an increase in property crime and homelessness. There's also been an increase in seizures of drugs like heroin and amphetamines. And in the first 6 months of this year, Pueblo County Sheriff's deputies have busted more than 40 illegal grow operations. To get a better handle on how the retail marijuana industry was affecting the community, officials commissioned a wide-ranging study by the Colorado State University at Pueblo's Institute of Cannabis Research. Professor Mike Wakefield is an economic strategist.
Yes, it is employing people. There are business owners that are taking profit. But again, that profit is being subsidized on the back of taxpayers.
By that, Wakefield means many of the tax dollars being raised by the marijuana industry are being spent dealing with the county's rising crime and homeless problem. Though Wakefield admits he would like to have better data on crime and homelessness from before legalization. Back at the greenhouse, about 30 minutes south of the city of Pueblo, Strawberry Fields' Sam Toman believes people in Pueblo County are becoming more accepting of the marijuana industry and see it as a positive.
The community has been really receptive. There's been a lot of jobs created over this industry, and the stigma of like, this is drugs or this is bad has kind of gone away.
November 6th, rural voters in Michigan will have to decide if the potential economic benefits from embracing recreational marijuana will be offset by changes to their communities. I'm Steve Carmody.